Hello, this is Will calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Got a minute to participate?
Who are you? Who's your sponsor?
Opinion Research is a private company, sir.
Are you nonpartisan?
Exactly.
And what kind of information do you want?
It's just about the environment. It's a few questions that have to do with the environment in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do with
resident?
And what do you do with the information?
We try to help out the industry in Minnesota.
What industry?
Timber. Timber industry.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a legal resident in the state of Minnesota?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Are you at least 18 years of age?
I am.
Thank you. According to your opinion, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today?
Environmental change.
Okay, thank you. And what is the most important or present global environmental issue?
Well, the warming of the atmosphere.
Okay. Water pollution. Okay. Thank you. And what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota?
Well, isn't that a question you just asked?
No. It's exactly aborting the subject of environmental issues, such as water pollution, air pollution, global warming, climate change, recycling, forest management, protect wetlands, mining, nuclear waste, endangered species, timber harvest, landfill space.
All of the above.
Okay. If you had to pick one, which one would you pick as a pressing environmental issue?
Probably the climate change.
Climate change. Okay, thank you so much. Now, using a scale of excellent, good, and just fair or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? When it comes to mining, do you think they do an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job?
Job of what? You mean in terms of environmental?
Yeah,
issues?
In terms of protecting the environment.
Well, I think they try to be as efficient as possible, but yet rack up profits.
Okay. So you say they do a just fair, poor, good, or excellent performance?
Poor.
Poor? Okay. What about when it comes down to refining? They do excellent, good, just fair, or poor performance?
Poor.
Poor. What about electric utilities?
Good.
Good. Thank you. What about agriculture and farming?
Good.
Okay. What about forest products?
What about what kind of products?
Forest products. Forest.
Forest?
Yes.
Good.
Good. What about medical manufacturing?
Good.
Good. Okay. Thank you so much. How would you rate the job each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? County Land Department, they do an excellent, good, just fair, or poor managing?
Good.
Good. Okay, thank you. What about forest and timber industries?
Good.
Okay, thank you. What about Minnesota Department of Natural Resources?
Good.
Okay, what about the U.S. Forest Service?
Good.
Okay. What about the environmental groups?
Good.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your participation. Now, how important the forest products industry, which includes wood, paper, manufacturers, is to Minnesota economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
Well, somewhat important, but the importance is declining.
Okay. It's declining. Okay, thank you. How significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Would you say it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Not as significant.
Okay, thank you. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested, same as harvested, fewer than harvested?
I think I just read that there are more trees planted than are harvested.
Okay. Thank you so much. Do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than it was back in the 70s?
Back in the 70s?
Mm-hmm.
I would say probably the same.
Probably about the same? Okay, thank you so much. Do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
There is? Okay, thank you. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say positive, no impact, or negative?
I'd say no impact.
No impact? Okay. Do you feel it is possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
No.
No. Okay. Thank you. Do you feel it is acceptable to harvest trees from commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
Well, I think that's a really deep issue.
Okay, but according to your opinion, do you think it's acceptable or not?
No.
Trees. No, okay. Thank you. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel it will be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Yeah, I think that'd be a good idea.
Okay, thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest to use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Sure.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use of biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Sure, yeah.
Thank you. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group? Yes or no?
Not at this point.
Thank you. Do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, the Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economy activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economy activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
Oh, I think it's still a significant.
It's still significant. Thank you so much. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industries, most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, especially finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Would you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industries to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Would you support or oppose?
Just off the top of my head, I would oppose.
Oppose, okay, thank you. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry's workforce. Wisconsin's investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operations and equipment used in either timber, harvesting, or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Would you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forests, and forest industries? Would you support or oppose?
I think I would support that.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read to you a list of several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose state funding for that part of the program. Number one, create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Will you support or oppose?
this is getting so hypothetical at this point. I'm not sure I can give you any
okay,
good...
Okay, no problem. Okay, let me go to the next question. Now, what about increasing the number of diversity of the workforce with outreach to people non-traditionally employed the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities? Would you support or oppose that?
I would support that.
Thank you so much. Now, what about work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, child care, and education issues? Will you support or oppose?
I would support that.
Thank you. What about getting to school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide? Will you support or oppose?
I would support it.
Thank you so much. Just so you know, we're almost done. Now, finally, just the last question, just the last few questions about your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed? High school, technical, or grade school? Some college, college graduate, graduate degree?
Graduate degree.
Thank you so much. What is your age? Are you between 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, or 65 plus?
65 plus.
Thank you. How would you describe the community where you live in? Large city, suburban, small town, farm, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. Thank you so much. Is your annual household income below the 25,000, 25 to 49, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 plus?
Don't give that information out.
Okay, no problem. Now, do you consider your political views as liberal, progressive, moderate, or conservative?
Progressive.
Progressive. Thank you so much. In which one of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government? Any of those so far?
Medical, educational.
Okay. Thank you so much. In terms of your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time, sir. Thank you so much. You have a blessed evening.
You too.
Thank you.